This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Inter AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed the world leaders. The five-day summit began on the 16th of this month and will conclude tomorrow. The leaders' declaration will be adopted today.
On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI council meetings will take place today. Additionally, member countries will review progress aligned with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. To strengthen the AI ecosystem in the country, the government has approved an outlay of over 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Summit will remain open till tomorrow. The summit marks a significant milestone in India's push for responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence. With Dilnasi Arju, Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO's roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. In connection with India AI Impact Summit 2026, traffic restrictions will be in place across parts of the national capital today. In an advisory, the Delhi police said that traffic regulations will be enforced during two time slots to ensure smooth and secure movement, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning and from 5 to 9 p.m. in the evening. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rules. The Election Commission has asked the CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. These states are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Ladakh, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Delhi, Orissa, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The commission said that currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages program, the second, in Kachar district of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today extended greetings to the people of Mizoram on their statehood day. In a social media post, the Vice President said that Mizoram is blessed with great natural beauty and an endless variety of landscapes. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Mizoram is widely known for its striking natural beauty and enduring cultural traditions. He said that the state's strong community spirit and gracious people embody the values of kindness and compassion. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah, through a social media post, wished that may the state continue its journey of peace, progress and prosperity. The inaugural Border of Peace meeting was concluded in Washington, D.C. last night. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion U.S. dollars towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Border of Peace. Mr. Trump signed the unanimously passed resolution establishing the principles of financial integrity and transparency that will guide the Board of Peace. And in ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Palakkad International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The match is a dead rubber as both the teams have already been eliminated from the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.